With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration preaching patience when it comes to consumer confidence and Wall Street. Here's Greg Clugston.
The financial markets bounced back on Friday, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ notched their fourth straight weekly losses. In response to the market sell-off, Treasury Secretary Bessent told CNBC the administration is more focused on long-term gains and that he's not concerned about what he called a little bit of volatility over 3 weeks. President Trump has said his tariffs and trade policies will cause a disturbance in the U.S. economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It has been a weekend that millions of people throughout the Midwest and South would just as soon forget. Tornadoes, high winds, dust storms decimating homes and wiping out businesses. At least 37 people have died over the weekend. Also, at srnnews.com, SpaceX capsule is at the International Space Station delivering replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Astronaut Anne McLean says it was a good trip.
Crew 10 has had a great journey up here, about 28 hours to get back up to the space station. And I cannot tell you the immense joy on of our crew when we looked out the window and we saw the space station.
And the stuck astronauts welcome their newly arrived replacements.
Dragon contact and soft capture complete.
And there you heard Dragon has successfully docked to the International Space Station. We have contact and soft capture confirmed.
Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams will be heading back in just a few days via SpaceX. Fire ripping through an overcrowded nightclub in North Macedonia. At least 59 people have been killed. More than 150 have been hurt. This is SRN News. Christians are getting older.
What that means is that the median age of a believer in the U.S. is getting older, meaning fewer young people are adopting the faith, suggesting that fewer people overall will be Christians in coming decades here. According to the Pew Research Center, the median age of a Christian in America today is 54. 10 years ago, it was 49. Meanwhile, the median age of religiously unaffiliated people stands at 38. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion advocacy group wants states to stop requiring clinics to file reports on every abortion. Guttmacher Institute claiming Republicans might use that information against both abortion doctors and the patients. Pro-life advocates reject that charge and accuse the Institute of seeking to hide what abortion doctors and clinics are doing. This is SRN News. In the Senate, a bipartisan bill aimed at making sure U.S. tax dollars don't go to support immigrants targeting anti-Semitism.
What we are making certain is that there are no benefits that are going, no federal benefits that are going to go to people that are illegally entering this country or entering on a visa anyway.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is co-sponsor of the No Immigration Benefits for Hamas Terrorists Act, and she applauds President Trump for his vow to capture and deport illegal immigrants who support terrorism.
You have these affiliations and associations for people that are supporting Hamas or supporting these terrorist groups, and they are not in step with U.S. policy. They should be deported.
More details at srnnews.com.